Shalom Ravracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelayoyet and Sherman 267, a new topic, the topic of rejoicing. Gila, very appropriate. Today is Yud Beis Adar, Tavshin Pei Hei, right before Purim. And the Pelayoyet is telling us that we have to make sure we rejoice properly. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Beis, right in the beginning of Tehillim, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Beis Yud Aleph. Two words. Vigilu Bir'odo. Vigilu Bir'odo. We have to rejoice, says David HaMelech, with trembling. Rejoice with trembling, which at first, of course, it sounds like a contradiction. If you're rejoicing, how are you trembling? If you're trembling, how are you rejoicing? Says the Gemara Brachas, famous Gemara Daf Lamed Mat Beis. B'mokum Gila. Shom Tehei Ru'odo. Specifically in the place where there is rejoicing, there should also be Ru'odo, trepidation. There should be fear. Why? Ki Dakon Shel Anshei Milchom Beroisim Ki Gover Oyev Ha'oyim Kinegdom. And he explains because the psyche of a person, specifically by soldiers fighting in the war, when they see the enemy is standing against them and he's being successful, the enemy is successful, about to conquer them. Gam hu yoriyo af yartziach al oivo yizgaber. So what does he do? They arouse themselves. They scream. They shout triumphantly. They roar to arouse themselves to be victorious and overpower their enemies. That is a moshul the Pelayoyet is using, Kain b'mokim gila, so too. In the situation when there is gila, when there is rejoicing, that the Yetzahara strengthens himself to attack. When a person goes to a chasna, a person goes to a dinner, when the person goes to a simcha, we don't realize, but when we walk into that simcha, the Yetzahara is right there with us, and he's walking as well. And he's got a big smile on his face. Because he says, you know what? This person has their guard down. Ki ein pachad elokim leneged einav hu rak osuk b'smochus v'gil. Because this person is focusing on the simcha. He's not focusing on the fact that I might come attack him now, says the Yitzhara. And then the Yitzhara continues to push him to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz, at that point in time, Yoriya af yartziach, a person has to shout triumphantly and roar against the Yetzirah. Aval hasochol yarbe devarim asur meriyois asurois v'chadoyma isurim minim minim shoinim. Very timely, where he's stylistically taking from the Purim Megillah, from Megillas Esther, Miminim Shoinim, from different types of Isurim at this event, as they went to the Purim Suda, as they went to the Achashverosh Suda. The foolish person, he says, who does not arouse the Yetzir Toiv, L'yurlam Yargiz Odom Yetzir Toiv Al Yetzir Hara. But the foolish person who does not do this, does not protect himself, does not realize he's walking into a situation. Yes, it's a simcha. We should only go to simchas. But at the same time, we have to realize the Yetzirah is coming along. And sometimes our guard is down, tells us the Pelayoyet. And sometimes people forget that Hashem is there. And they do forbidden things and forbidden sights during the celebration that they're involved with. And other forbidden things as well. Hamisgalgilim al de achila ushtiya meruba. One of the things he says brings about these isurim is eating excessively and drinking excessively. So tells us the Pelayoyet, how do you protect yourself from this? L'chein ha'ish ha'yareis as Hashem, the God-fearing person. Yosim Hashem l'negdoi tamid. He has a place Hashem, like we say, Shavisi Hashem l'negdi summit. He has a place Hashem in front of him, specifically when he's going to the simcha, to the celebration, to the joyous occasion. The term he consul in Mokum Gila, before he enters into a place of Simcha, Yikabel Olov Shalei Lotzeis Min Ashura Bachilu Shtia. Step number one, says the Pelayoyitz, he should accept upon himself not to go overboard with eating and drinking. Just think for a second, the dinners that we go to with the shmorg, they're out of control. Like I told you once, I saw this thing, it could be it's not new to you, it was new to me. Not just sushi, but meat sushi. Instead of putting salmon inside, instead of putting anything else they want inside, they put meat inside the sushi. And he's not saying you can't taste that, can't eat it. Don't go overboard. Reb Rebbe Zatzal would say, take your plate, tell yourself we're going to fill it up to whatever you want to take, v'zehu, and that's it. You have to prepare yourself from beforehand. If you want to take two portions, tell yourself you take two portions. But you have to set limits. That's what the Pelayot is telling us. You accept upon yourself not to go out of the norm. Don't go excessive in regards to eating and drinking. And don't speak excessively. So too with other scenarios, other types of yisurim that could come to a person when they have their guard down. During the simcha, during the event, during the chasna, remind yourself. You're at a simcha, you're at a chasna, it's a Jewish wedding. You know who's here? Akash Baruch Hu is here. Yeres Hashem, remind yourself. Shivis Yahashem Negni Summit. Vizus Segula Shalo Yehei Hayayin Mazikoi Umaitsiya Midaita. This is a skula that the wine will protect the person and will not take him out of his senses. He shares a very interesting maisa. And I found this quite interesting when I was preparing this earlier today. That is literally a couple of days before Purim. And of course, there's an Indian, there's a mitzvah to drink on Purim. Drink properly. To become the besume, to become sweet. So that we're mevatel our das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we elevate ourselves. Not a simcha of haidolus, not nonsense. He says over Maisa, the Pelayoyitz was a Sfardi. He says over Maisa from the Baal Shem Tov. You listen to the Maisa. He says the Maisa where the Baal Shem Tov, he once drank a large kufel, thinking that it was wine, but really it was liquor. So it was a large cup, and he thought it was wine, but it was much, much stronger in regards to alcoholic content. And he almost fainted. He immediately closed his eyes for a moment. He put himself into deep concentration. He paused, and he returned to normal as if he didn't drink anything at all. Once again, he drank a large cup thinking it was wine, but it really was alcohol. It was schnapps. It was whiskey. It was vodka. Who knows? And this is how he closed his eyes, and the Talmid asked him, what's going on over here? This was schnapps he just drank. So he said, well, they asked him, what's this refuah? V'heishiv lahem haloi teidu. And he answered them, Shamru chazal, Amru basen zechrin levracha, yayin kosha pachad mefigo. He taught them as follows. Wine that is strong, but if there's fear of Hashem, it lessens the effects. Vein pachat kepachat Hashem mehador goinoi. And there's no fear like the fear of Hashem's greatness. Lachain takef shechashavti bo'oimik yiras Hashem. So he said, I closed my eyes. I immediately thought of yiras Hashem. Hasheich echala v'halachlai. And then the liquor went away and it was gone. Now, a person has to realize that he shouldn't try this. If he's not holding a madrega of the Baal Shem Tov here. But we have to understand that the fear of Hashem has that ability, he's saying here, to remove this intoxication that he drank the liquor instead of the wine. He ends off with something which is something that we can more relate to on our level. Still a high madrega. Of the Shei Zechiris, one of the Shei Zechiris, which we say every day, is to remember that we angered Hashem with Egel Azov. Lema'isa also, this week's parasha, so we have a discussion of rejoicing right before Purim. A ma'isa here with the Baal Shem Tov of wine right before Purim, which was really schnapps. And then he has also over here about Zechiras, the Cheta Egel, which is this week's parasha, Parasha Kisisa. All time the Kadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating how everything's timing, fitting everything together. With Zechiras Yerushalayim, he says you have to also remember Yerushalayim, just like we have remember Zohar Chasem HaShabbos HaKadshoy, just like we remember the Shei Zechiras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we gave us the mitzvah of Matana Toiv Yeshi Beis Ginozov, Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud. Hashem says, I have a special gift. Shabbos Shema, we have to remember Shabbos every day as well. So he tells us that Kena Dover, so too we have to remember the chait of the Egel Azov. What is the remembrance of that? Because Ikir Mitzvah Zechiris Eilu Hu Bismachis Vegil. The main point of remembering the chait of the Egel Azov is when? It's by the Simchas. To ensure us and protect us that we don't do things like that again. But to rejoice in the proper way of kosher v'yosher. V'gamze ye goder godol. This also will be a tremendous protection, a fence, a safeguard. Shol yetzi min hashura rak yisnaik v'derech yishoro v'mido v'mishkol mesura. Then when a person goes to a simcha and he remembers Asher tzavtos Hashem lakecho, that he angered Hashem by the Cheta Egel, the remembrance of Zechiras, the Cheta Egel. This will be a safeguard to protect us to behave appropriately by Simchas, wishing everyone a Freilich in Purim, an Aliyah in Purim, and the same way it was a Kimu v'Kiblu, Bizman Mordechai and Esther, that they re-accepted the Torah because they felt the Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us also feel the Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also have a Kimu v'Kiblu, re-acceptance of the Torah, to Mechazek or Limer HaTorah, Freilich in Purim.